Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Finding Joy in Praise, was written by Patricia Raben. When the famous British writer C.S. Lewis first gave his life to Jesus, he initially resisted praising God. In fact, he called praise a stumbling block. His struggle was in the suggestion that God himself demanded it. Yet Lewis finally realized it is in the process of being worshiped that God communicates his presence to his people. Then we, in perfect love with God, find joy in him no more separable than the brightness a mirror receives from the brightness it sheds. The prophet Habakkuk arrived at this conclusion centuries earlier. After complaining to God about evils aimed at the people of Judah, Habakkuk came to see that praising him leads to joy, not in what God does, but in who he is. Thus, even in a national or world crisis, God is still great. As the prophet declared in Habakkuk chapter 3, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior, he added. As C.S. Lewis realized, the whole world rings with praise. Habakkuk, likewise, surrendered to praising God always, finding rich joy in the one who marches on forever. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 6 and verses 16 through 19. He stood and shook the earth. He looked and made the nations tremble. The ancient mountains crumbled and the age-old hills collapsed. But he marches on forever. And now verses 16 through 19. I heard and my heart pounded, my lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones and my legs trembled. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. For the director of music on my stringed instruments. Let's pray. Dear God, when others judge our motives, help us to rest in the knowledge that only you know our hearts and only you have the authority to judge us. Help us to respond to the criticisms of others with love and grace, and if their words, though harsh, are true, please reveal that to us and give us the humility to accept it and submit to your loving correction. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.